BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The United Nations humanitarian chief has said the situation in Syria is a stain on the international community as the UN launches its biggest ever humanitarian appeal. Valerie Amos said more than $16 billion was needed to fund UN humanitarian operations around the world next year, with nearly half of it for Syria. Lise Doucette reports.
This year's record appeal underlines that what's needed most of all to end major humanitarian crises are political solutions. Most of the aid is for people struggling to survive in areas of conflict. At the top of the list are Iraq, South Sudan, Central African Republic. But UN envoy Valerie Amos said the biggest test continues to be Syria, where there's no end in sight to a punishing war.
The US government says it's reinforced security for its staff and facilities around the world ahead of the release of a Senate report which is expected to criticize the CIA's controversial interrogation methods. A White House spokesman, Josh Earnest, said the contents of the report, due out on Tuesday, could provoke an angry response.
There are some indications that the release of the report could lead to a greater risk that is posed to U.S. facilities and individuals all around the world. So the administration has taken the prudent steps to ensure that the proper security precautions are in place at U.S. facilities around the globe.
The report, which has been heavily redacted, is expected to detail the CIA's use of torture on suspected al-Qaeda detainees as part of a secret program launched by President Bush after the September the 11th attacks of 2001. The Uruguayan defense minister says six men released from the Guantanamo Bay detention center on Saturday will enjoy complete freedom and a normal life in the South American nation. The minister, Eleuterio Huidobro, told Reuters news agency that Uruguay hadn't accepted any conditions from the United States when it agreed to receive the former detainees. The World Health Organization says Sierra Leone has overtaken its West African neighbor Liberia as the country with the highest number of cases of Ebola. The UN agency said more than 6,300 people were now known to have died in Sierra Leone, Liberia and Guinea. Our Africa editor, Bridget Hamilton, has more.
This latest data reflects the fact that the disease is now spreading fastest in Sierra Leone, while infection rates appear to be stabilizing in Liberia and Guinea. The total number of Ebola cases in the three West African countries is now around 17,800. Of these, nearly 7,800 cases are in Sierra Leone, slightly more than in neighbouring Liberia. But medical experts are warning that the total number of deaths in Sierra Leone could be far higher than the official figures, as the country has an estimated fatality rate of 70%.
Richard Hamilton, World News from the BBC. Greece's conservative-led government has announced that a vote in Parliament to elect the country's president will be brought forward by more than 2 months to the 17th of December. The announcement came after Eurozone ministers agreed a two-month extension to Greece's bailout program that was to end later this month. The vote will be a key test for the government of the Prime Minister, Andonis Samaras, which has a narrow majority in Parliament. The Egyptian authorities say that after a raid in Cairo, at least 26 men are facing allegations of what was described as debauchery. Homosexuality is not officially banned in Egypt, but gay men are often accused of other crimes. Here's our Arab Affairs editor, Alan Johnston.
This raid was carried out at night and it targeted a bathhouse in Cairo. The men were arrested and then herded out, naked, into a city centre street. This would seem to be the largest raid of its kind for a number of years, but gay men in Egypt are always at risk of being punished under the country's immorality laws. Just last month, several were given three-year jail sentences after they appeared in a video of an alleged gay marriage, which then went viral on the internet.
Members of the US-led coalition fighting the Islamic State group are ready to deploy more forces to Iraq. The alliance's commander, US General James Terry, has said that around 1,500 security personnel would be sent to advise and train local soldiers who are confronting the militants. These advisers would be in addition to the more than 3,000 US troops whose deployment to Iraq has already been authorized. It's not yet clear which of the coalition nations will provide the extra personnel. A group of female students at the Red Mosque in the Pakistani capital Islamabad have appeared in a video pledging their allegiance to Islamic State and called on Pakistanis to join it. Their principal told the BBC she was aware of the video and approved of it. BBC News.